Right.
Now I have sinned. Hashem is right. Why?
Why did he say that?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Laura. That question actually was asked by Rav Bick, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in 1972. On a Friday night cheer. You trigger my memory. In 1972, Rav Bick, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he asked your kasha. Oh, you asked his kasha. Because he asked it in 72. I'll tell you again. Let's take a look at the... We're doing Va'era. We're doing Va'era to answer Dolores Kasha. It is on page what? 338. Page 338. Page 338. 338 Kav Zayin. 438 Kav Zayin. 4 lines on the top. Vayishlach Paro. Paro sent by Yikro la Moshe la Aaron. And he called Moshe and Aaron. The Yonah lady said to them, Chatosi apam. I have sinned this time. Hashem atzadik. God is righteous. Ani va'ami hershayim. And me and my people are wicked. It looks like Paro has seen the light. He said, God is righteous and me and my people are wicked. So he saw the light. So that's the case. To look at verse Lamed Hey. If that's the case, the Laura is asking a blockbuster question. Mm-hmm. I mean, Devorah. Mm-hmm. Laura, you should ask it too. Look at verse 35. Pharaoh's heart became strong. He did not send out the children of Israel. Why? If verse 27 says, Pharaoh sent and summoned Moshe, he said to them, this time I have sinned. Hashem is the righteous one, and I and my people are the wicked ones. Pharaoh saw the light, he did Shuvah. Mickey, if that's the case, then look at verse 35. Pharaoh's heart became strong and did not send the children of Israel out. Why? If you said in verse 27 that God is righteous and I am wicked, you admit it, it looks like you're chozer b'tshuvah. And all of a sudden in verse 35 you had a relapse. Great question. Your kasha was asked by Rav Bick, the great tzaddik, Rav Bick, one of the greatest of the generation. Ask your stepmother's question. Wow, make my day. Alex, you'd be proud of her. It's amazing what you asked. So on a Friday night in 72, you weren't born yet. But I remember, you triggered my memory. You hear? Reb Tzif, a good kasha, no?
Good question.
A bomba kasha. So Rav Bick said, you cannot trust the English. We're not punctuating the verse properly. Verse 27, Pasuk Chof Zayin, is not punctuated properly. Let's go to page 338, Pasuk Chof Zayin again, 4 lines on the top. Vayishlach Paro, Paroi sent, Vayikra la Moshe la Aaron. He called to Moshe and Aaron, Yarmel, and he said to them, Chatosi hapam, I have sinned this time. Hashem hatzadik va'ani kama. I, together with God, are righteous. Va'ani harishoyim. My people are wicked. But me, I'm just like God. I am righteous. He passed the buck. You hear Rav Bick's beautiful explanation to answer the Boris Kasha? Hashem HaTzadik V'ani. I and God am the Tzadik. V'ani HaRishoyim. The people are wicked. They're no good things. But I'm just like God. I'm a Tzadik as well. There's no tshuva that. That's the worst type of rebellion.
Right.
To say you're just as righteous as God. Therefore, in verse 35, it makes sense that what? That Pharaoh's heart became hard and did not send the children of Israel out. Because he's continuing his rebellion. In fact, he's even going worse. He's comparing himself to God. He's saying he's just as righteous as God. My people are no good. They're not worthy of me. That's exactly what Hitler said. The German people are not worthy of me. I'm too great for them. Hitler took a playbook right out of Pharaoh. Does that answer your good Takasha?
Yeah.
Yes, there's no way to put the commas. You cannot always trust the English. Otherwise, how do you learn verse 35? Very good. Beautiful. Go ahead. Fire away.
Why this time? Why this
time? Why chatoshi hapam?
And not
I have sinned. Why didn't you say this time, right?
This time.
Right? This time I have sinned. Because Rashi does comment verse Chav Zion. Rashi, why do you say this time as opposed to what time? Huh? Good question. Why he says this time? Your kasha is asked by the Midrash. Look at the bottom of page 338, Lori. I mean the Vore, you're two for two. Look at the bottom of the footnote. Chatoshi apam, this time I have sinned. Why was Pharaoh more contrite now than any other time? He contrasted his own action with God. God was the righteous one who warned the Egyptians to save lives by bringing the people and livestock indoors. But Pharaoh and his people were the wicked ones who let the people and the animals remain in the fields where they were struck by the hail. He sees God's mercy that even when God punishes, he wants, he does it with rahmanis and compassion because he warned them, take your what? Your servants and your cattle indoors. He warned the Egyptians to save their lives by bringing the people and livestock indoors. So he sees that even when God punishes, he does it with what? Compassion. Okay? Good point.